A couple of segments this morning on the Zeke Elliott video that surfaced yesterday on TMZ. Zeke at the Greenville Avenue St. Patrick's Day Parade celebration on a balcony, and he pulls a woman's shirt down to expose her bare breast. And it has created quite a firestorm. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to discuss that topic and other Cowboys topics is the owner and general manager. Good morning to Jerry Jones.
Hey, good morning to you.
Morning. Well, I'm sure you've seen the video by now.
We are aware.
Well, what'd you think?
Well, I reviewed the video, and in my mind, the only thing Zeke did wrong was not milking them onto the audience. Now that'd be a parade, wouldn't
what?
It?
Okay, now Jerry.
Now come on. You're a man. I'm a man. The other one's a man that's on the show, I think. I see, from my vantage point, I see no problem with what Zeke did. Because to me, them breasts look like they were asking for it.
Okay. Oh, God. Jerry.
I mean, they look pretty good.
That's the most callous response to.
And I understand that a lot of people may be offended, but what is so wrong with celebrating the human body? I mean, that's all Zeke was doing, raising awareness of anatomy for the parade goers.
I don't know if that's all he was doing.
There were a lot of kids in the audience probably never seen a breast, so he was helping the kids.
No.
And we've encouraged our players to be active with elementary school students in their educations.
I wouldn't go with that storyline.
Now, if he had reached over there and honked it, then that might have been a violation of our policies. But as a matter of fact, I was very proud. He was very efficient the way he reached over there and revealed the breastuses with one hand. With one hand. Very sure-handed.
Proud?
Right.
Oh, man. I don't think the NFL is going to see it the same way. I mean, he could.
Hey, look, if doing what Zeke did means that you can't be in the NFL for a while, I should have been kicked out in 1989.
Fair point.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't captured on video like this.
I mean, Zeke was just carrying on a fine cowboy tradition to me. I mean, y'all remember me getting busted doing all that literal hood rat stuff in the bathroom at that steakhouse?
Yeah. Yeah,
I remember that.
Y'all do? I don't. That's what Jägermeister will do to you. It kind of raises that memory. You don't even remember it until the next day you see it on the TMZ.
That's bad.
It is bad, but look, hey, I recognize that that I've got to send a message as a cowboy owner and GM. I got to send a message that I'm tough on those who would act inappropriately that would reflect poorly on the Cowboys.
That's right.
So that's why I'm fining that woman $25,000.
The woman?
Okay.
That's right.
Jerry.
What about Zeke?
That's right. She put herself in arm's way. Zeke's arm's way.
True.
Yeah, that she did. I don't know. I think the NFL may come down with some sort of punishment on your running back.
Well, we'll see what happens about that after I finish talking to them. You know, I got a lot of pull with the NFL, and hey, I'm not only involved in it as the owner and a GM, but I'm involved in it as a witness because I was down there at that parade. I was standing right there on the side of the parade route with Jerry Jr. up on my shoulders. We saw the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, Jerry Jr. was up there, and I got him a little funnel cake, and, of course, it was just all that powdered sugar sprinkling down on my wig.
He was on your shoulder.
Yeah.
He's awfully big to carry on your
shoulder. I should announce that I was on top of Roosevelt's shoulders at the time, so we were three tall.
That's quite a scene.
Quite a scene.
Well,
and about Romo.
Yeah, while we have you here, what's the deal? Why this holding pattern with Tony?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I'm a bit worried that Zeke's going to be suspended for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to move Dak to being running Dak. He's going to be running Dak. We need to put Tony under center again.
So you're going to keep him.
That explains.
That's right. So that's why we got to keep Tony right now until Zeke, learns his disposition.
That explains it.
Good morning, Pete.
It makes sense now.